If you're going to hunt public lands, do your homework. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I was talking with editor-in-chief of Outdoor Life magazine, Alex Robinson, about hunting public lands with a guide. See, a buddy of mine was hoping to bag a big bull elk in Craig, Colorado, hired an outfitter who spent 3 days, really never showed him anything special. Kind of acted like he wanted to just get the trip over with. My buddy felt ripped off. But during the conversation, another buddy said that the hunter should have gone out to Craig and asked around about local guiding services. In other words, should have done his homework.
Yeah, I think that's true. Everyone loves to talk about the positive elements of hunting public land, and there are a ton of them. But the other truth is, it's really challenging. Whether you hire an outfitter or you're doing it on your own, it's tough simply for the fact that anyone can go there. So yeah, it's kind of to your point and to the point of the story, like, you've got to put the work in. And that goes even in the case of the guy that you were talking to. Like, if you're going to go with an outfitter and spend money, you still got to do the research and make sure that that person is taking you on a legit place.
One of my buddies in the original discussion came up with kind of an interesting plan. He said the guy should have gone out to Craig and maybe wandered into the local post office, which would have been small, or a local gas station, and asked the attendant, "Hey, do you know any good outfitters around here? Anybody that you highly recommend?" Good advice. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.